USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to X, Governor Jeff Landry claimed, enough is enough.
We support legal, not illegal, immigration. We support secure and safe borders.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with the subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It went up 3.3%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago Thursday.
Instead of contracting, the economy has continued to grow, driven by American workers and President Biden's economic strategy.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. Many in the survey said they would go into debt to cover emergency expenses if they had to. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
State lawmakers in Hawaii now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's Secretary of State's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. COVID concerns with the jury and with Trump's legal team had delayed the trial a few days this week. One Middle East country is taking the rare step in Islam of opening a liquor store.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.